Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu asserts that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to nation on the eve of Independence Day, President slams Pahalgam terror attack. New Delhi hits out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership. Says any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Ahead of much-awaited Trump-Putin talks in Alaska tomorrow, European leaders urge US President not to strike unilateral Ukraine peace deal with Russia. And S&P Global upgrades India rating on economic resilience. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth, complemented by social sector initiatives. She said the nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kaal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability.
Development serves the purpose only when it helps those on the margins and opens new opportunities for them. Moreover, we are increasing our self-reliance on every area possible. This has added to our self-confidence and increased the momentum of our journey towards becoming Viksit Bharat.
The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pahalgam terror attack as cowardly and utterly inhuman. She said India responded in a decisive manner and with a steely resolve.
This year we had to face the scourge of terrorism. Killing innocent citizens on holiday in Kashmir was cowardly and utterly inhuman. India responded in a decisive manner and with steely resolve. Operation Sindoor showed that our armed forces are prepared to meet any eventuality when it comes to guarding the nation. With strategic clarity and technical capability, they destroyed terrorist hubs across the border.
President Murmu stated that India's unity was most noticeable during this operation, and it was a befitting response to those who wanted to divide the country.
Operation Sindoor was also a test case of the Atmanirbhar Bharat mission in the defense sector. The outcome has proved that we are on the right path. Our indigenous manufacturing has achieved the critical level that makes us self-sufficient in meeting many of our security requirements. These are landmark achievements in India's defense history since independence.
The president highlighted that India is the fastest growing economy among the major economies in the world, with a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal.
Even amid stress in the global economy, demand at home is pacing ahead. Inflation has remained under control. Exports are rising. All key indicators show the economy in the pink of health. This is as much due to carefully calibrated reforms and sagacious economic management as due to the hard work and dedication of our workers and farmers.
In other news, India today hit out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, saying that any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan would be well advised to temper its rhetoric.
युद्ध भड़काने वाले और नफरत भरे बयानों के निरंतर सिलसिले पर रिपोर्टें देखी हैं अपनी नाकामियों को छुपाने के लिए बार-बार भारत विरोधी बयानबाजी को हवा देना पाकिस्तानी नेतृत्व का जाना-माना तरीका है जिससे आप भलीभांति अवगत हैं पाकिस्तान को सलाह देते हैं कि वह अपनी बयानबाजी में संयम रखे क्योंकि जैसा कि अभी हाल ही में हमने देखा था और आप लोगों ने भी देखा था किसी भी प्रकार के दुस्साहस का परिणाम दर्दनाक होगा
On the award by Court of Arbitration regarding Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said India has never accepted the legality, legitimacy or competence of the so-called Court of Arbitration. On the future of US-India relations, the spokesperson said, India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership. On BRICS virtual meeting suggestion by Brazil President Lula da Silva, The spokesperson said, India is a member of the BRICS group and continues to remain in touch with member countries on issues of shared interest. Replying to a question on alternative currency, Mr. Jaiswal stressed that India has made its position clear on this issue earlier and de-dollarization is not a part of India's financial agenda. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. The much-anticipated summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are set to take place in Alaska tomorrow. Ahead of the meeting, Mr. Trump has said he's convinced that Russian President Putin wants to make a deal. The U.S. president had earlier threatened Russia with very severe consequences if Putin didn't agree to end the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump suggested that if the summit goes well, his goal is to move towards a trilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The White House confirmed Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin will hold a joint press conference tomorrow after the meeting. Meanwhile, European leaders have urged the U.S. president not to strike a unilateral Ukraine peace deal with the Russian president during their one-on-one meeting on Friday. The warning came during a virtual summit convened by German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, which included U.S. President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and several European leaders, as fears mounted that Putin would take the war on his terms. S&P Global Ratings has upgraded India's long-term sovereign credit rating to BBB from BBB- and its short-term rating to A-2 from A-3 with a stable outlook. S&P last upgraded India in January 2007 to BBB-, hence this rating upgrade comes after an 18-year gap. The Ministry of Finance said India has prioritized fiscal consolidation while maintaining its strong infrastructure creation drive and inclusive growth approach that has led to the upgrade. In Bangladesh, 8 police personnel, including 2 sub-inspectors, have been suspended for alleged negligence during the fatal mob beating of 2 Hindu men in Rangpur on 9th of August. A 3-member body has been formed to investigate the incident, said Abu Saim, superintendent of police Rangpur, on Wednesday night. On 9th of August, Rupalal Das and his son-in-law Pradeep Das were beaten to death by a mob who suspected them of theft on the Taraganj Kazirhat Road in Botola around 9:30 p.m., reports the Daily Sun. Fresh apricots from India's Kargil district in Ladakh have been introduced to Saudi Arabian consumers for the first time, marking a significant milestone in India-Saudi agricultural trade relations. The launch took place at Lulu Hypermarket in Riyadh during India's 79th Independence Day celebrations. Indian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Suhail Ejaz Khan, officially unveiled the premium fruit products as part of the government's One District, One Product initiative, which promotes unique regional specialties from across India. Indian Navy ships INS Jyoti and INS Rana arrived in Colombo today to take part in the 12th edition of the India-Sri Lanka Bilateral Maritime Exercise, SLINEX 2025, scheduled from August 14 to 18. The exercise will open with the harbour phase in Colombo until August 16, followed by the sea phase off Colombo from August 17 to 18. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Murmu asserts that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to nation on the eve of Independence Day, President slams Pahalgam terror attack. New Delhi hits out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, says any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Ahead of much-awaited Trump-Putin talks in Alaska tomorrow, European leaders urge U.S. President not to strike unilateral Ukraine peace deal with Russia. And S&P Global upgrades India rating on economic resilience. That concludes tonight's World News. Good night.